With the primary election over, the guessing game has turned to speculating on who Democrat Virge Bernero and Republican Rick Snyder will choose as their running mates for lieutenant governor. Never mind that most Michiganders can't tell you who their lieutenant governor is now. The choice is something to think about, with the Tigers having collapsed and the Lions not yet begun to lose this season. The nominees historically get to pick their number twos, but there are other issues to be settled. Republicans still haven't chosen their nominees for Attorney General and Secretary of State, and epic battles are shaping up over both offices. Democrats have designated theirs, but are yet to make it official. Those candidates and the Lieutenant Governor nominees will be formally selected at each party's state convention August 28th. Those conventions will do a number of other things, too, that get much less notice. They'll select candidates for the State Board of Education and the governing boards of our three major universities. And they will pick candidates for two seats on the Michigan Supreme Court. Many people probably don't realize it, but justice at the highest level in Michigan is very, very political. Some would say disgracefully political. The parties have been selecting candidates for the high court for a long time now, but for many years, this was not especially partisan. Justices were often politicians at the end of their careers. Two former Democratic governors, Soapy Williams and John Swainson, ended up on the court, as did Republicans like Lieutenant Governor Jim Brickley and U.S. Senator Bob Griffin. Then, some years ago, that changed. Supreme Court elections got ideological, bitter, expensive, and nasty. What the justices do has changed, too. Traditionally, courts are supposed to be very reluctant to overturn precedents, a doctrine called stare decisis. But in recent years, the Michigan Supreme Court has been almost gleefully overturning decisions, depending on who's in control. This may be because Republicans and Democrats have become more ideological and state conventions nominate only potential Supreme Court justices who pass some litmus test. What may be worse is that in recent years, this has often descended into almost unbelievable open nastiness with judges launching personal attacks on each other in their written opinions. Chief Justice Marilyn Kelly, who's tried to get the justices to be more civil, told me a few weeks ago she was concerned about this, especially since in Michigan, the Supreme Court regulates the other state courts. But little seems likely to change. Chief Justice Kelly, now in her last 8-year term on the court, said she thinks the current system of selecting justices needs to be changed or amended. That would take a state constitutional amendment, but would be well worth the effort. Michigan has a lot of problems these days winning national respect. Having a Supreme Court with justices who don't remind people of Larry Moe and Curly would be a good place to start.